For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, the theater season is up and running. Everyone's rested from their holidays. And wow, a lot of high energy on the Buffalo stages.
It makes it kind of impossible to see everything quickly. I think that I still have to catch up with Native Son over at the Paul Robeson Theater, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, so am I.
But was unable to get to yet.
My night was closed due to the storm. But there's always next weekend.
I got to a couple of things during the period of time, Sense and Sensibility, the opening night. But then the following night, The Illusion over at Road Less Traveled, and I was wondering, will it be sparse because of the coming storm and the terror being told on the airways? And no, downtown was full of people. The theater was full of people, kids ice skating at Fountain Plaza. It was fun.
We're from Buffalo.
Right.
Well, speaking of which, The Illusion, a wonderful set, top-notch actors, and I have to say, it's pretty visually exciting.
Well, it is, and that's Lynn Koshelniak, who had done beautifully last year, Disgraced. Part of what I loved about this set is its gesture to the neoclassical, all of those wings going back, forcing the perspective, allowing things to enter and disappear. Very effective set. And again, beautiful costumes by Jenna Domberger, who had done Christmas at Pemberley.
One actor I'd love to single out is Dave Marciniak. And the reason why is I had to look at my program at least three times during the performance, wondering, who is that guy? Oh my gosh, it's Dave Marciniak. He just got into the character so much.
Well, it's a strong ensemble. John Hurley directing. A beautifully unified production, a great storytelling, great humor. I might have liked to see greater distinctions between the three genres we see in these three visions, which add up to I can't tell you what because it spoils some of the fun of the production. But I also admired Adam Rath's fight choreography in the swashbuckling section, where very, very effective, quick, pointed, and artfully done, The Illusion. And really, didn't shout out to Lisa Vetrano?
Well, of course, Lisa Vetrano as the kind of ringmaster magician who runs the show.
With a geographically unidentifiable accent. Yes, kind of marvelous.
Well, with a lot less production busyness, but very balanced and taking great care to make sure every feature, the lighting, the sound effects, the music, the set, the costumes, was balanced. I went over to Medusa Undone. It's by a new theater company called Post Industrial Productions. They're using the new Phoenix Theater stage. It's the backstory of Medusa, who started off as kind of like an aerial Disney princess and ends up being really, really done wrong by the gods. It's actually a pretty serious play. And it's nice to see these smaller companies take on these really tough issues.
And most importantly, to mention that it's written by Bella Poynton, who is a Buffalo playwright, has had work seen elsewhere, completing her PhD up at UB and writing this play.
But let's get to two that are just a nonstop swirl of activity. One you might not expect, and that's Sense and Sensibility, the Austen novel put on the stage. Very, very different.
Kate Hamill, her adaptation of the novel. Chris Kelly directing, but this is really director Eric Tucker's concept from the Bedlam production in New York City, who got the idea to put the production on wheels and was instrumental in the refinement of this script and to have actors create the scene, holding branches, being horses, this kind of thing. At the Irish Classical Theatre Company, they've adapted it in The Round, where it plays very, very well, among the best uses of the space that I've seen for quite a while. A lot of people get stymied by that 360-degree thing happening there. It's in The Round, but they're really playing to proscenium, you know.
But when all the furniture spins and all of the actors are constantly in motion, everything will come to you.
Everything will come to you, yes. And I think that what Kate Hamill's script does very, very well is highlight that the central love story is not really between any woman and the man who's going to elevate her financially, but between the two sisters. Though they are entirely different, one is sense, one is sensibility. They love each other, look out for each other, and defend each other.
And also, nonstop swirl of activity is a Spamalot, based on the Monty Python movie. And everyone who's seen it, including myself, just raves over the Lady of the Lake role sung by Michelle Marie Roberts. She is worth the price of admission. I understand it's one of those situations, again, with the Cavanocchi, where they've had to extend it, although I guess they can only extend it one day.
Though I would add that, you know, everyone has his or her moment, and I thought especially precious Aaron Lee Dandis as Patsy, carrying the large backpack, and I love her moment of having to listen to King Arthur, played by the also wonderful Greg Jurich, lamenting that he's all alone. Right. Like he's been with her constantly throughout this production. I mean, right down to the Laker girls, who legs from floor to ceiling and all kinds of talent and just so funny, being brilliant chorus girls while actually being parodies of chorus girls. Really wonderful.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.